He has sold more than 128 million recordings. He was one of the top touring acts for years. But back in 2000, Garth Brooks announced that he was retiring to raise his three daughters. And while he's done a few shows and released some material since then, Brooks has kept a pretty low profile until tonight. Garth Brooks is back, out of retirement and playing Las Vegas, where he's starting a long series of shows. NPR's Ted Robbins tells us about the deal that got him back on stage.
Yeah, she's my lady luck, hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot pan.
What song do you play to open a story about Garth Brooks coming to Las Vegas? Well, two of a kind works, Lady Luck, Wild Card, and the title. Yeah, it refers to lovers, but in this case, we'll bend it a bit to make it business partners. Garth Brooks and Steve Wynn, who owns the Encore Hotel, where Brooks is playing. The two men sat on stage a couple of months ago to announce a five-year deal.
When Steve Wynn approached me about playing, he did something different than anybody else had.
During the week, Garth Brooks stays home in Oklahoma with his family. On the weekend, he flies to Vegas for four shows.
My life is not going to change for the next 5 years, except I'm going to get to play music, and I'm excited.
And what did it cost to make it happen? Neither Brooks nor Wynn will tell. But if this is any indication, Steve Wynn says he needed to arrange some custom transportation.
I will confess I had to buy him a jet plane.
Garth Brooks hasn't exactly been a recluse since his official retirement in 2001. 2 years ago, he did some shows in Kansas City and L.A. Then this year, he played at President Obama's inauguration. But this is a performer who built his name in the 90s by touring and selling out big arenas. So a regular gig is a return to old ways, though longtime country music writer Robert Orman says he never doubted it would happen. Brooks loves performing too much, says Orman, and the long Las Vegas commitment is a chance to make performing history.
I mean, other artists have done it, like Cher and Bette Midler and Elton John and different people, but this would be a first for a country artist to go into a Vegas casino for an extended run like this.
The Encore Theater is not an arena. It seats 1,500, not 15,000. Tickets are $125 apiece. Moderate for Vegas, but higher than Brooks has ever charged. When the tickets went on sale, Tammy Guadagnoli used a couple of computers and a couple of phone lines, then waited for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I got the golden ticket.
Two tickets, actually, for the first show tonight. She left her husband and kids at home in Pittsburgh for a couple of days and met a girlfriend in Vegas. Now, Tammy Guadagnoli is not a casual Garth Brooks fan. She's seen him perform live 18 times.
But there's just something about him when he gets in a room with his fans and everybody's singing and everybody behind him, and there's just this feeling that you just can't put your finger on it that you only get when you see him.
Garth Brooks is sold out this weekend and for every show that's been offered so far. Ted Robbins, NPR News.